Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a vision for your kids.
Yeah.
The day they're born, you know exactly what they're going to love to do, what they're going to become when they grow up, and it really works out that way.
Sure.
But you also don't want to stand in the way of things they want to try.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with that, Tommy, when you're thrown into a world you don't understand, and you're worried that maybe this thing your kid wants to try isn't good for them.
Oh.
You don't want them to try this thing.
You don't want to shoot down their dreams.
Yeah, they're going to resent you down the road, too.
They will.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Out of nowhere, the other day, my 14-year-old Stella comes to me and says she wants to be in a beauty pageant.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a lot of girls' dreams, right?
Is it?
I thought those were kind of fading out a little bit.
Oh.
I didn't think somebody his daughter's age would have been exposed to that as much as maybe generations before.
This came out of nowhere. She's 14.
Yeah.
She has never expressed any interest in the history of her life.
Yeah.
My wife and I do not know the first thing about pageants.
Well, your wife probably does. Okay. I mean,
like, I know they still have them. It's just like, I mean, I remember growing up and they were in like TV shows, movies. You had like the Miss America, Miss USA pageants.
Yeah.
I don't even know if those are televised anymore, are they?
I have no idea. There is actually a little bit of historical precedence. My wife, she grew up Poe like I did. And in an effort to get a scholarship for college, she entered the Miss Teen Delaware pageant when she was like 17.
Yeah.
And she came in third place.
Damn.
Huge.
But there were only like 7 girls in Delaware at the time. So, I mean.
Shoot the girl down.
It was a joke. She's a grown woman. I think she can handle it.
Yeah. Women love when you tease them about beauty pageant contests.
She's not listening. So everyone be cool. So my daughter's argument, when this comes out of nowhere, is mommy is a successful woman who did this as part of her life journey.
Yeah.
Why can't I do
it? I mean, that's valid.
Yeah.
You had to let her do it.
No, I don't like this at all. I don't want
Why?
I mean, I don't
Why?
Think,
yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, there's no what's
I mean,
the
other
downside?
Than like the money that's going to be involved.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. Right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. And first off, I am curious.
Yeah.
Because I don't like this. Mm-hmm. The people who have done this before, whether it was you or your kids, is this a bad idea? Because it feels like a bad idea.
You're thinking of like the toddlers and tiaras stuff.
I
think like your daughter's old enough now to like actually really get some good things out of it, like confidence. There's like interview skills involved that you learn. What? Why are you blinking? I'm not kidding. Like
okay,
women
no,
say
it's
like
it.
There's a talent portion.
It's helped them a lot, like with speaking to people and presenting and talking in front of an audience.
Okay, you bring up confidence. My first concern with my 14-year-old just deciding she wants to do a beauty pageant. Self-esteem standpoint, I don't like the idea of my teenage daughter being judged because right now she is very confident, which is great.
Yeah.
But she's also never stood on stage next to 30 other girls and had literal judges writing down things about her. And let's say hypothetically, because she has no experience, never done this before.
Yeah.
She does this and it goes terribly. What does that do to the confidence of a teenage girl?
Oh, I'm sure it destroys them.
Okay.
But how do you tell your daughter, I don't want you to be in a beauty contest? That's pretty blunt, too.
Well, I don't say it like that.
I know.
But you're telling, but how do you tell your daughter, nah, beauty's not for you, kid.
Okay.
It's impossible.
No, you're right. I will answer that question in a second. Now I'm in trouble.
Ah.
My wife was listening.
Yeah.
She would like the world to know she did not come in third place. She came first runner-up to the Miss Delaware Junior Miss.
So she was right next to the crown.
Isn't that third place? Isn't first runner-up third place? You got runner-up?
No, I think it's second place.
Okay,
No, she stood by the crown.
First runner-up.
She was the
first
best
runner-up, a second.
Most talented 17-year-old girl and the second most talented.
And that's somebody that just jumped right into it with no prior experience.
Right.
Okay.
And you're probably competing against some people who have done it their whole lives.
Okay. You're right, Tommy. I can't look my daughter in the face.
There's no way you can.
I don't want you to do this, so I need a workaround. I need a way for this to not happen. Because, like, there's also the whole pageant world you hear about.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a stereotype, but all of you are insane. You're all insane.
But we don't know enough about it to make that statement. And I'm not kidding. Because I do know women, like, I remember going to school, and like some of the girls that did it from like, because it's not as big here as it is in other states. And I remember like meeting women that did it, and they did it growing up, and they just had like this confidence about them, like poise, where I was like kind of jealous of the way they carried themselves.
They're more refined.
Oh, okay.
Ladylike.
Are they?
They sit up straight and proper. They cross their legs at their ankles.
Much like what you're doing right now.
But you know what you could do? And I'm being serious.
What?
Just take her to one to just watch it and see what she thinks.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good idea. Hey.
No, I think it's a great idea.
38-year-old man just coming to check out the beauty pageant. Who's yours up there? Don't have one, ma'am. I'm just here to check it out.
Trump did it, and we got even went in the back and talked to the girls. No, but I'm saying, what would be wrong with you and your wife taking her to one of these beauty contests and just let her watch it? It may not be for her.
I don't want to sit at a beauty pageant all day. I don't want to sit at a beauty pageant all day. It sucks. That really sucks.
Well, it all sucks, man.
But no, but like, here's the thing. I with the whole pageant world and the stereotype, I don't know where she fits in. I don't know where my family fits in. But past the confidence thing, which I am legit worried about for a teenage girl, past the where do we fit in this pageant world? If I'm being honest with my 14-year-old out of nowhere saying she wants to be in a beauty pageant to my wife and I the other day, this seems like it's going to be really expensive.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's cheap.
You probably got to travel.
Depending on how deep you get into it.
Like hair, makeup, dresses. Do we have to hire a coach?
Probably,
you might have
yeah.
You might have to hire a makeup person.
No, I got to marry a makeup person. Two wives now. Maybe this one will be the number one junior Miss Delaware. I also don't want to spend a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Best Western Binghamton Airport. Like, why are we introducing something into our lives that we don't need that feels like can only end in tears with my 14-year-old because she didn't get the sash that she wanted?
Okay, but couldn't you make that argument for anything she participates in?
Understood.
Any kind of competition, whether it's sports, dance, beauty pageants, whatever.
Okay.
I mean, there's going to be some loss involved in
and
dealing with like not coming in first all the
time.
And
she's been dealing with loss and stuff when you play hockey.
I
have to deal with that.
Yeah, she's not great with it, man.
All right.
She's not great with it. Like, you know, all she does, she can physically go do things to the other girls on the ice. I don't want her to, like, you know, slew foot the third place chick if she comes in, like, fifth. I don't know, man. Like, this feels bad. It feels really, really bad. And I'll be frank. I am shocked that both of you are so pro-pageant right now.
Well, I just think, like, I mean, why? What's wrong with the beauty pageant?
Well, I don't...
I mean, I grew up with them as a kid.
Yeah. Always came in last place.
Well, yeah, because the dresses were too small.
I feel like you're... I think you probably know more people than you realize that have done this at some point in their lives.
You think so?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Out of nowhere, this week, my 14-year-old daughter comes to my wife and I and says, I want to be in a beauty pageant.
Mm.
And we have no experience with this. My wife did a beauty pageant to try and win scholarship money. First runner-up, the Junior Miss Delaware pageant, as she texted me when I got it wrong a second ago. I don't want her to do this. My wife is very pro this.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, man, she's been playing hockey for how long?
Since she was like six.
All right, so now maybe she wants to explore something more feminine than being in an ice rink.
You want to take this one, or should I?
No.
I mean, she has a feminine side to her that she would want to explore.
Hockey's not feminine?
No. It was a male invented sport. Women didn't come into the sport till what? The 80s?
Basketball was invented for women to play. Is that a feminine or a masculine sport?
Hmm.
It's a male sport.
Okay. Yeah. But it was invented for women to play.
Yeah, how come they can't dunk?
Some of them can. I don't know if you've watched the WNBA recently.
Just recently, man. You're like the Chinese when you finally got to the moon.
They've been dunking for years.
You want me to be impressed? We did it in 69.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think we've gotten all we can out of this room with this discussion so
far. I'm just saying, it's a feminine. Let her be feminine.
There she is feminine. And by the way, who gives a crap?
Girls want to feel feminine.
Yes, she does her hair. She wears makeup. My 14-year-old is very feminine. I got to deal with it on a daily basis.
I understand, but maybe she wants to take it to the next level.
Okay, man. Bro, like, I love you, who has never been around a teenage girl ever. Like,
I slept with teenage girls when I was a teenage boy. I am familiar with teenage girls. What? I was also a teenager.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Teddy. Teddy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Go for it, Duffy. You might want to talk to somebody she was Miss America in the 1979. She lived in Mendon. She lives just right off of Route 64 before Mandan when you're coming from Pittsburgh.
No, that's a great idea. Tell you what, I'll go down Route 64. Hello, I'm looking for Miss America 1979. Not creepy at all. I'll show up at her front step. I'll knock on her door. Hello, I heard you're Miss America.
No.
He is right, though, but she does live here. Stunning woman.
Listen, she's a nice woman. She might be able to help you to go through what she needs to be done.
All right, Teddy, let me ask you a question. You're a father. You got a daughter. If your daughter came to you at 14 and said, I want to be in a beauty pageant, would you be gung-ho for that idea?
Yes, actually, I did talk to her, and then I bring my daughter to her back then.
Oh, wait, so your daughter was in pageants?
No, she didn't, but I was interested on the route, but she just like said, no, that is not for me, she said.
Okay. Hey, Tommy, you were all pro this, and then you just made a face. What was the face about there, Tommy?
I'm good.
Okay. No, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I've never met a dad that wanted his daughter.
He was pushing the daughter that didn't want to do it.
Into pageants.
Yes.
Well, at least went down the road to look into it.
Well, he might have looked at his daughter and goes, she's beautiful and she could win.
But what? Okay.
Why? I mean, Teddy's daughter could be stunning. And he realizes, my God, you could win these things.
I'm not saying she's not stunning. Okay.
No, I'm just saying for Teddy's perspective.
How do you make everything so much worse?
Because
man?
You ask me questions and I answer them. You asked me about teenage girls and I give you my experience.
No, I didn't ask you anything about how you answered about teenage girls.
You don't know anything about raising teenage girls.
You know nothing.
And I said when I was a teenage boy, I saw teenage girls.
Nothing. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. All right, now I think we have what we need here.
What do you got?
We have two women.
Right.
With the most pageant names I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
Am I wrong? Are these not pageant names?
They're unique. Yeah,
okay.
I could see it.
All right. Again, my 14-year-old daughter out of nowhere decides she wants to do a beauty pageant. I don't want this. My wife is pro this. Mm-hmm. I think it's a bad idea. Do we want to talk to Shawnee or do we want to talk to Amber first? Which one?
Shawnee.
All right. Let's talk to Shawnee. She's on CMF. Hey, Shawnee. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. So I am 100% with you. I think that being judged on your beauty is just a road to total just depression, anxiety, everything that you can imagine. I mean, it's hard enough for girls and women out here today. I just don't think that's a good way to build confidence.
All right, now, I understand that there are lots of women that did pageants, as Kimmy brought up, that are going to argue that's not what this is all about. My fear in response to that, Kimmy, is that I think my daughter thinks she can win these things because she sees herself
confident.
As beautiful, which is great. It's
you got to go in with that.
No, but I want her to have that and not lose it.
I guess in training for something like this, I do think you pick up some skills that could be helpful to you.
Life skills.
Yeah, but you can do a million other things. You can join like the public debate, club. There's just so many things you can do. All I know is
debate.
I'm getting older. I'm 50.
Get a loud mouth.
And I think about... Yes, I'm a loudmouth.
You are a loudmouth. I'll listen to you right now.
Loudmouth,
push through, Shawnee. Don't listen to him. Push through.
No, just let me finish, though.
You're my daughter. She's got a big, loud mouth.
When I was young, everybody told me how beautiful I was, and I was going to go far because I was so beautiful. And now I'm 51, and you can't rely on your beauty when you age. I don't think it's a skill.
Well, look, Shawnee, I will say this. You're probably still a smoke show, and I really appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Take care.
There goes Shawnee. Why are you making a face?
Yeah.
Just trying to encourage people these days, man. I'm not bringing people down. I'm not trying to put them in a line and judge them based on how they look or speak.
But there's more to it than that. Like Kimmy said, you learn how to present yourself and how to speak and how to have poise and grace and be ladylike.
It could be one of those things where once you get on that stage and you're up there by yourself, it could be, maybe this isn't for me.
She can handle it.
Does she have to have a talent or anything?
Yeah,
that's
the other thing. I go, what's your talent going to be? I don't know. You know what my wife's talent was?
Singing.
No.
Oh.
My wife can't sing the same.
I don't know.
Oh, she's listening. Damn it. My wife's talent when she was 17.
Yeah.
And as she texted me to again illustrate, first runner up in the Junior Miss Delaware pageant, is what she did. Taekwondo.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that. I want to see your wife's Taekwondo skills.
I didn't even know she did Taekwondo.
That's some ass kicking.
I did not know she did Taekwondo until she told me about the pageant, which I didn't find out about, which we talked on the air until like two and a half years ago.
Maybe your daughter could do something with hockey. Show
bring
off
a
skill?
Stick out there?
I don't know.
No, she plays piano, right? She's taking.
She moved off the piano. She can play the beginning of Vienna from Billy Joel.
Okay.
7 seconds. By the way, if she's going to do hockey, you know what talent she wouldn't do? Back check. Just saying. Skate, for God's sakes. 252 WCMF. All right, Amber's been waiting for a while here. I'm sorry, Amber. You're on CMF. What's going on?
Hey, everyone. So I actually competed for Miss Wisconsin when I was 18, and I grew up doing pageants, so I feel like I can speak to this a little bit.
Okay.
So just wanted to kind of share my two cents.
Bring it on!
So I was the girl growing up, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, that had zero confidence, wanted to do the pageant thing. My parents were in support of it because they thought it would be great for my confidence, and it certainly was. It is expensive. But I think the biggest thing for me was when I did Miss Wisconsin and I was surrounded by all of these women, then I realized that I actually hate this. I don't want to do this at all. And I will say it was great for a confidence booster. If you can walk on a stage in front of hundreds of people, I think you could do anything. But I just took a look at, like, the people I was competing against, and, you know, their big thing was, oh, we're going to, you know, you're going to be an influence for women and little kids out there. And I was kind of like, how am I influencing them? I don't understand. And so, you know, not to say anything negatively about pageants, but I'm really glad I did it, because in hindsight, I realized that it just truly wasn't for me, because it didn't have the same meaning as I thought.
Yeah, but you're in Wisconsin with a bunch of cheese pounders, man. What was your talent?
Pounded cheese.
So there's Miss America and Miss USA. I did the Miss USA pageants, and they don't require a talent.
Oh,
America does,
nice. So. You don't have to be talented to enter that competition.
You don't.
So
have
it's just straight
to be
beauty,
talented.
Then.
All right, Amber, can I ask you a question? So, like you said, from like 10 until what age did you stop pageanting?
18.
Did they have bathing suit portions at that age?
Yes.
Oh.
So,
ah!
Yeah.
So she's
USA.
18. What's
she? No, she said when. She said throughout that.
Oh. Even at 18.
Yeah.
Even at 18.
Why can't you look at an 18-year-old in bathing suit?
Can you stop talking?
So for the.
Most women wear a bathing suit and high heels.
It depends if you were doing the Miss Teen or the Miss Wisconsin or USA. So if you were
doing
the
one of those cheese hats.
You couldn't wear.
No, you didn't see the cheese bras?
Those are on young girls, Patrick.
Oh, you're going to be a dick. No, I'm sorry, Amber. We're talking over you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. If you were doing the teen pageants, not wear a two-piece. It had to be a one-piece.
Okay.
But if you were doing the Miss, then you could wear a two-piece.
But I love how, like, that's better. Hey, we can't see your abdomen. Nice ass, though.
I know.
Well, Amber,
I don't agree with it, but just wanted to give you guys my opinion.
Well, thanks, Amber. I really appreciate it. It did help. So you were saying
cut out the bikini portion of, like, the Miss America or one of the two. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the ratings tanked.
I don't.
So my daughter should do a beauty pageant then.
I think your daughter should do whatever she wants to do.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
That was terrible.
As a young woman, I think she needs to feel confident.
She's probably going to get bored of it, honestly. It may be over before it even starts. Because I think every kid, you know, as your daughter becomes a teenager, it only takes, like, one of her friends to be into it, which all of a sudden it gives her that idea. And then when things actually start to get set in motion, she kind of gets bored with it.
No, but that's the other weird thing. She doesn't have any pageant friends. She's not watching any shows that I know of.
She must have saw this somewhere.
I don't know where. It just came out. Because, Kimmy, I was with you. I thought pageant life was over.
Yeah, like,
I thought toddlers
was a dated idea.
Like Toddlers and Tiaras and the controversy with Donald Trump that she brought up. I thought, like, it blew all that stuff up, right? And, like,
I think it swung back around, I guess.
It was great. That's good. Stay right. It's Friday. You know what that means.
I think we already got it started.
Oh, no. You got us started. You did. Hey, let me see that cheese bra, baby.
You brought up the bra. I had it on my hat.
They have cheese bras. You haven't seen them in the stands in Green Bay?
They do.
You can Google it. You can buy cheese, like the foam cheese.
And your breasts are going to smell so bad.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is either the coolest thing ever or the weirdest thing ever. And I think it could be both at the same time.
Okay.
Because this legendary rock star is going off into the sunset. But he wants to make sure his legacy lives on forever. And in doing this, he says he's leaving it up to his fans to carry it on.
So they can have it?
So they can recreate him.
Oh, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So 76-year-old Ozzy Osbourne is gearing up for
Jesus. The worst.
Massive, star-studded farewell concert.
Yeah, it's like a one-and-done thing, right?
Yep, he'll be fronting Black Sabbath. Now, the show is in Birmingham, England, where Black Sabbath first formed in 1968. It's on July 5th, and there are just rock superstars galore that are traveling to Birmingham to be a part of this show. And as part of promotion for this show, Ozzy Osbourne has partnered up with the Liquid Death Beverage Company.
Okay.
You familiar with this?
I've seen it.
Okay, it's water, but they also have other beverages. Ozzy Osbourne drank from 10 cans of Liquid Death iced tea.
Okay.
The company then took the cans and sealed them to preserve traces of Ozzy's DNA from his saliva.
And what am I supposed to do with this?
You can buy the cans for $450
each.
There were only 10 of them. 10 of them. Also, the plan here from Ozzy Osbourne is for someone to eventually clone him.
Why do we need him again?
This is a weird way to go about it. Like, you could have just collected his DNA instead of, like, putting it on a can.
Well, you're promoting the product, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's,
and then, like, selling it out. Or I guess I just don't get it.
I don't either.
So he released a four-word statement in regards to this promotion.
Yeah.
Quote, clone me, you bastards.
Okay.
Just from Ozzy. Now, again, I don't know how much, if you could even clone Ozzy from what's left over in the iced tea in the can.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be owning a piece of memorabilia for $450, a can of iced tea that Ozzy drank from that still has his saliva in it. So I'm sure there are rock collectors. Would you want to own the DNA of a rock star?
No. I don't.
No interest in any rock star's DNA?
Maybe like the icons of like Elvis.
Okay.
Because he was the first, right?
All right, I'm sorry, Kimmy, go ahead.
Is it more about what that DNA is on than the DNA? Because you're not going to do anything with the DNA.
Well, see, but that's just it. Because, like, when he's making this joke, I'm assuming, of cloning you bastards, I guess, like, with technology moving the way it is, we may not be that far from having that ability.
Yeah, but you personally are...
Can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, like,
so I'm going to buy the DNA because it's attached to them. But it would also have to be associated. Like, I don't associate Ozzy with Liquid Death drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, if you told me, like, if you had, like, a famous person's cigar or cigarette. Like,
what if he had his hairbrush?
A hairbrush. A glass that he drank out of, you know, like, Sinatra was known for drinking Jack Daniels. Something like that.
Okay.
I got it.
What?
Elvis's plate, he ate them peanut butter nanner sandwiches off of.
He was eating when taking a dump. You think that he was using a plate? That guy didn't use a plate.
Ate off a plate.
Fun Elvis fact, he never used a plate in his life. It's true. You go to Graceland, I tell you about it. You go to Graceland.
No, there's no plates?
No plates. Lots of cheese, though.
Well, yeah, he's not Chinese.
All right, I'm going to ask you a serious question.
What?
Maybe you're going to giggle like a little schoolgirl, but I'm serious.
All right.
Let's say you had the ability to buy the batch of any rock star, because that would be the easiest way to extract the DNA, right? I mean, it's all right there.
All right.
Which rock star's batch would you want to own?
Hmm. So I'd have a...
vial of batch.
A vial of batch.
A vial of batch from this
from anybody you choose.
Well, it had to be an icon.
Are you trying to think of the tastiest?
It had to be an icon.
Okay, who?
But also it had to be an icon that doesn't have a bad reputation.
A rock star.
Why?
Which is hard.
Why don't you want them to have a bad
reputation? I don't want Michael Jackson's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it was bad.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Stay away from that.
You know who I want?
Who's batch?
Prince.
Oh, that's a good batch to have.
Because I don't know what Prince was up to. So I'll take Prince batch.
Okay. The mystery of it draws you in.
Purple batch. Purple batch.
What if it was purple batch?
That'd be pretty cool.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
The batch of one.
I don't want any of that.
It would be valuable.
It's such a honeymoon. It's just a question.
Yeah, people would pay you. Like you would make money off of Rockstar Batch.
You could put it in the bar.
Like, you wouldn't be able to brag about it.
Yes, you could.
You would display your Rockstar Batch in your
house. If I had Prince's Batch, I would have it like in a little cradle over the fireplace. And it would have like a light and you know, it would be authenticated.
How do you authenticate his Batch?
You'd have a plaque.
Well, that doesn't authenticate.
Yes, it does. It says, this is official from the Minnesota State Department of Famous People's Batch. You could either have that one or Dave Winfield's I Got Prince's Batch.
I love how you think your wife would allow you to use that as a decoration in your house.
It's Prince, man.
I know. She puts up with his batch. She'll put up with anybody's batch, I guess.
So you don't know anybody's batch?
No. Right. No, I can't.
But you saw Paul McCartney. You like Paul McCartney. You could have a Paul McCartney's badge.
It's, you know what that is?
What's that?
Badge on the run. Badge on the run.
Hey, I run down my leg.
Badge on the run.
It's all over me pants.
No good, because I don't know. Well, there's other cool stuff you could have from that celebrity.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Give me 252-WCMF. We started this conversation, if you're just joining us. We're not completely insane. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne drank out of 10 cans of their new Infinite Ozzy flavored iced tea from Liquid Death. It's partnering with, it's part of this whole farewell show he's doing in Birmingham. And the idea is his DNA's in there. He wants you to clone him. We don't know if it's possible. Well, we're talking DNA. Batch, the easiest way to extract DNA. Your husband's a big Deadhead.
Yeah.
All right, let's say he goes off to the Sphere again to go watch Dead and Company. Yeah. He manages, he wins in a raffle, Jerry Garcia's batch.
All right.
And he's gone. He's not here anymore to make any more.
Which was, by the way, one of the least popular flavors of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Your husband has it in a display case, and he wants to put it in the house for everyone to see. Would you allow the display of Jerry Garcia's batch in your house?
Is it obvious that it's batch?
Oh, yeah, it's tie-dyed.
It's Jerry.
No, I mean,
Jerry.
Like, is it obviously like that? You like, it, can you see the actual batch?
There
is,
it's in a vial.
You can see the batch in the vial. It's like a surprisingly large amount for Jerry Garcia, too. And above that, there's a photo of him producing the sample.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, that's so unique. I guess I would. I'm not going to tell him no.
You okay? So your parents come over.
Yeah. Hey. He can explain this one.
Okay.
This is his thing.
So you're fine with Jerry Garcia's batch, but you can't think of a single rock star?
For me personally, I don't. That doesn't interest me.
Is there a famous person, someone that you admire so greatly, that you would want their DNA? We can go female. We find a way to get female DNA from their genitalia, too.
Because I would rather have like something that they owned.
Oh, they own
than
that batch
DNA.
Wait, from a chick?
What?
Like her DNA?
Yeah.
From her DNA?
Kind of where we're going with the conversation.
All right. Okay, all right.
Could be DNA
from the walls of Oprah.
You would want Oprah's?
No, I'm just trying to think of famous
lady badge.
Well, I mean, she's a very famous woman. Susan B. Anthony.
Would you display a famous
crusty wall scrapings? Probably got some asbestos in there and lead.
You were saying, Kimmy?
Would you display a famous person's pube?
Ooh. Oh yeah,
like frame it. Put it on a wall.
Oh yeah.
Would it be unique looking, or is just a regular pube?
You'd have to convince people or show proof that that's a famous.
All right,
person's
so it's an authenticated pube.
I know you're laughing. This probably exists.
Well, yeah, they could do it through DNA.
Well, because who was that famous woman who used to take casts of rock stars' genitals?
Oh, the plaster cast.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Oh. So Jimi Hendrix, fun story. When he did that, he got his pubes caught in the plaster, and they had to individually pull them out. So there's probably
Like porn stars' vaginas and penises?
Yes, you can. But that's different than their actual DNA.
Right.
True. But I'm saying, like, you were talking about making molds of something.
Okay, I have another question for you, but it's far too inappropriate. So we'll let everyone think about it as we go to commercial.
Okay.
All you ladies out there, all you men out there, if you could have a reproduction of one famous pair of genitalia, whose would it be?
Oh.
Are you still Prince?
For like a mold of his dong?
It was a joke, you idiot. Put it right next to the bed.
Yeah, I guess so. Then we complete the set. What's that?
You had follow-up questions.
Yes,
well,
I do.
Is it actual? Prince is actual?
Well, that would be a nice set on the mantle.
We could turn it into like a Roman fountain?
Yeah. Or a squirt gun.
He's bathing in the waters of Lake Prince of Donga. Deep cut, I'm sorry.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.